you a business owner who's fed up with feeling like you have to be a boss, babe, CEO, whatever the hell that is, or hustle 24/7 in order to be successful? Well, if you're ready to do things in a smarter way, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance and not a multi-million pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and known as the Ease Queen because of my sensible and easy to implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I'm going to share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love most without working 14 hours a day. So get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hello, welcome to another episode of Life in Business, the podcast. Ta-da! Today's a little bit different, actually, because I've been asked to create this episode. So I suppose this is technically my first Ask Me Anything, which I'm really proud of. I'm really chuffed to have been asked, actually. This is episode 14, so I've not been running my podcast for particularly long, but already I've gathered a following. And people trust me enough to ask me questions and ask me to put together a podcast on a particular thing. So that's absolutely superb. So thank you for you super duper people who have asked me to do this. And if there's anything that you would like me to do a podcast episode on, if there's something that really, you know, you need some help with in business, you're not kind of sure about in business, then just message me on Instagram. I'm at Libby Langley. You can always find me on Instagram in the DMs. And I will happily consider it, put it forward, or actually create it as I am doing here. So, and actually, it's quite appropriate that I'm talking about confidence today and assertiveness, because to actually approach someone and ask them something like that takes not only confidence, but also assertiveness, because we're all kind of scared of, you know, the person on the other end of the podcast or the person who's written the book or the person that we see on Instagram. Actually making contact can be utterly terrifying. No two ways about it. And this is, it's so appropriate that's kind of how this has come about. Never underestimate the importance of confidence in your business, okay? Because it is probably the single biggest thing that's going to make a difference to what you do. Now, if you're going, oh, well, that's rubbish because I have no confidence, then actually what I'm going to tell you today is, yeah, you do. And I'm going to tell you how to channel it. Okay. So I want to say to you that business sometimes is really tough, right? You know that I don't sugarcoat things. You know that I speak from the heart and I always speak the truth and honesty. And sometimes business is really tough. And sometimes it's tough because it's not going the way that you want it to quite. Sometimes it's tough because your days are not how you plan them and there's either not enough or there is just too much and you don't know how to unpick it and cope with it. If that's the case for you, let's chat. Book a call with me because I can help you with that. But some days are just utter shit. Some weeks are utter shit. But still, you kind of have to just plow on, right? You've got to just be confident that it will all work out. And that's hard. You know, that's really hard sometimes. And if you've read my book, you can get it on Amazon, on Kindle, or in paperback. It's called Life in Business, same as this podcast. But in my book, then I've been really kind of candid about the lack of confidence, the lack of mojo, the lack of motivation and the utterly shit times. So rest assured, whatever you're going through, I've been there too. And that's why I'm now here helping and supporting new business owners on my podcast, because I have been through it all. Okay. And I'm not the most confident of people necessarily. It's a funny kind of, I guess I'm a bit of a conundrum in that regard because, yeah, sure, I'm absolutely confident enough to create a podcast, but that's because I've been in business for 11 years. So I have experienced a lot, but I've also helped like 6,000 business owners. So I've got a lot of confidence from my experience. And I've never minded standing up and talking in front of people, you know, being interviewed, I find really exciting. And even though I'm an introvert, I also kind of quite like the, what's the word? You know, like the celebrityism of being the go-to person. Does that make me sound like an arse? No, I don't think it does, because that's okay, because I've worked really hard to be in this position. And also you'll notice that what I did was question my own confidence in myself. So you see, even though I'm here on this side of the microphone and in your ears, actually, you know, we all still kind of question this at all. But it's okay to be confident. Being confident is absolutely fine. I am utterly confident that whatever your business issue is, I can help you solve it. Utterly confident, because of all the 6,000 people I've worked with, they've all had a slightly different issue. So I've got a lot of experience. So leading on from that then, I've got kind of three points that I want to talk to you about today to help you be confident in business and build your confidence in business. So the first one is to kind of start at the beginning. And it's a hard one, this, because if you're not feeling it, it's very hard to do. But trust me, it's going to make a difference. And that is to embody who you want to be. This is not about future living or, you know, trying to convince yourself of something that just ain't true. But this is about embodying who you want to be. Because if you kind of step into that power, then you are going to automatically be more confident. And you'll stand a little bit different, you'll sit a little bit differently. And that's just going to help you. You know, like, I know back in the day, maybe when you had a job, certainly when I had a job, I was suited and booted and I always wore heels. And that was like, I mean, again, if you've read my book, you'll know that that kind of wasn't me. But it certainly gave me a cloak of confidence, because I was dressed the part, right? And now I don't do that. Now my confidence is all inner me, and I wear, you know, joggers and slippers, and that's okay. That's all okay, because I'm more confident in myself, but it's taken a long time to get here. So embody who you want to be. And by that, I mean kind of act like that person. I don't mean, you know, you want to embody a millionaire and go out and buy a Ferrari tomorrow. I don't mean that. I just mean about the kind of the attitude. Do it with small things. So when you're, let's think of a really small example. So when you're in the supermarket, and, you know, buy the fancy beans. Don't buy the cheap beans. Buy the fancy beans, because it makes a negligible difference in terms of outlay, financial outlay or anything like that. But the feeling that you get is you embodying this super confident you. You know, super confident you is going to buy the fancy beans, maybe the beans with the sausages in as well. That's how to kind of think about it. That's a really small example. It's almost like treating yourself every day. And the more you do that, but with tiny things, you know, use the nice biro. Just use the new, use the new notebook that you bought 6 months ago that you're not using because it's too pretty to use. Use the new notebook. Okay. This is all about embodying this person who you want to be. And I know you're chuckling at that because, yeah, so am I. Also have many notebooks that are too nice to use. But, you know, future you, the confident person that you want to embody, is just going to use the goddamn notebook. And that will help you feel just more special. And the more you treat yourself as more special, the more you're going to feel more special, and the more you're going to have this kind of inner confidence. You're kind of going to radiate it, because if you go to a meeting with your fancy pen and your fancy notebook, having eaten your fancy beans for lunch, you're just set up. You're set up with more confidence, and it's going to help you act more like this confident, super confident you. It's going to help you talk more like this super confident you. And crucially, it's going to help you think like this super confident you. And that actually is the most important part of embodying who you want to be. Hello, my lovely. My book, Life in Business, is available to buy now. It's full of my experiences over my 11 years in business to give you the advice, real talk, love and support that you need to help you work less, earn more and embrace true happiness in your business. It's the book that you need right now, today. So go to libbylangley.com/book and get your copy now. The more you think like her, the more you think like a business owner, the more confident you're going to be, and it's going to help you make better decisions. And the more better decisions you make, the more progress you're going to make, the better a business you're going to be, the more you're going to see it grow, the more time you're going to have, all these amazing things that you want. And so point number two leads on from that, and that's about assertiveness, okay? Assertiveness and confidence are subtly different things. Assertiveness is about, these are my definitions, these are not the dictionary definitions, but assertiveness is about standing up and saying what you really want and think, okay? And confidence is about knowing you can do it. That's how I see the difference. They're interlinked, but they are subtly different. So being assertive, how I would help you to be assertive is to say, know your plan. So the plan that you have for life, for today, for your business, your goals, know what that is. Because if you've got a plan and a goal and a dream and a vision, then you can work towards it. And how that helps in the assertiveness is that it helps you have some kind of blinkers on, right? Or blinders for my American listeners and Canadian listeners. So but if you've got blinkers on, you know, you're kind of focused on where you want to be. And that really just helps you kind of going off with it and the shiny stuff. And the more you go off into the shiny stuff, the more confused you get, then the less assertive you can be because you're not quite sure what you're doing. So can you categorically say yes or no? Not really. And then everything starts to get a bit wishy-washy. So your confidence takes an utter nosedive and So this, having a plan, knowing your plan and knowing your goal and working towards it is crucial in all of this. And so boundaries comes from that. And you know I love to talk about boundaries. Boundaries, setting your boundaries and sticking to them is, never forget that, is what will help you to focus on the plan. So your boundaries can be when you work, when you do client work, when you do admin work, what days you work, how clients get in touch with you, all of that stuff. You can control, you can set the boundaries for that. And then you can say no to anything else. You can have absolute non-negotiables. This must happen with a purchase, with a sale, with a client support. This must not happen. And if this does happen, then the answer is no. Okay. So you can completely be in control of your boundaries and how you work and how you don't. And just setting those, believe you me, just setting those isn't hugely assertive, but the confidence that that brings is massive. And one thing that I do, and I do stick to, there's a waiver sometimes, but I do stick to it, is I do not do client calls on a Friday. Friday's my day. And if I choose to work on Friday, fine. I might record some podcasts. I might do some, you know, some other stuff, create some content, but I do not do client work on Fridays. If I have Voxer messages from clients, that's different, but I don't do scheduled Zoom calls with clients because I need a day of not doing that. I need a day of not doing that for my energy, for, you know, just my headspace, for everything. And so there are times when a client has said to me, can we do it on the Friday? And I say no. And I feel inside, I feel a bit, need to please. But actually, just by saying no, they're like, all right, cool. Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday's great. And it's never been an issue. And the more you do it, the more you get used to it. And that's asserting boundaries, which gives you confidence. And I can say confidently to you, if you want to work with me, no, it won't be on a Friday. You have four other days in the week that you can choose from. And I would love to work with you on those days. So in my book, Life in Business, then I do talk about this quite a lot. Actually, I do talk about boundaries and I talk about saying no to things quite a lot, because the more we say no, we say no to 10 things, we get to say yes to the one that really matters and really makes a difference. So if you haven't read my book, I strongly suggest you get hop over to Amazon and get it on Kindle or in paperback. And then the third thing, how to build your confidence in business, is enjoy it. Enjoy what you do. I know that's the Wham rap, isn't it? Enjoy what you do. Enjoy what you do. It makes such a difference. And I can't tell you to enjoy it when it's utter shit. If you're having a shit day, I can't say, oh, enjoy the day, because that's this kind of false, fake it till you make it, bleh, horribleness. But enjoying the journey of business, and that doesn't mean every single second, but that means the journey as a whole, is going to make it much better. It's going to make it more fun. It's going to make it seem less of an ordeal. It's going to mean that the shitty days aren't really, you know, they're fine because they're just a day, but tomorrow's going to be amazing. And yesterday was amazing. So enjoying it and looking at it as the journey. The trouble is, when we've got our big goal and our big vision, we can get so focused on that that if we haven't reached it, it's like, well, you know, you're rubbish. You haven't reached your goal yet. It's like, hang on a minute there, everybody. Let's look at where we were 6 months ago and just think, well, flipping heck, look how far I've come. I am amazing. Look how amazing I am. And that the confidence of that will give you, you know, you'll be amazed. But always just saying, well, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. Oh, I got one new client this week, but I want 10 new clients. You got one new client this week. You made one sale. You got one order. You're helping one more person. Let's celebrate that and enjoy the journey. So thinking about enjoying the journey and how you can kind of enjoy the journey, there's almost like a three-step process for that. The first thing is to decide what it is that you want. Okay. So decide on your big goal. I don't know. The house in the Lake District. Whatever. Or is that me? The house, the big house with the gates, the sweeping drive in the gates, the swimming pool. It's not great in England, is it? But in the UK, but the swimming pool, the new car, the holiday. Decide what it is that you want and decide how you're going to get there. So, you know, what are the things that you sell? What is going to make you the money? How are you going to generate the income to do this thing that you want to do? So make that decision in terms of not just a financial goal, because you know that financial goals, I'm not a big fan of just setting a financial goal because it's too arbitrary. There's no emotion behind it. But setting the goal of what it is that you want and therefore kind of reverse engineering back to, right, how many clients do I need to be enable this to happen? How many people do I want to support? How many things do I need to sell? So decide what you want, decide how you're going to get there. And then the second step of this little three-step process is to do it, to get out there, to tell people about your products and services, to start selling what it is that you do, to start helping people so that you get recommendations, referrals, you get more clients, you help more people, you're starting to change the world. And oh, look at all this lovely money that you're bringing in as well. That's enabling you to buy a new car or to go on the fancy holiday. So do it. But crucially, the third thing to remember is to detach from the outcome. Okay. So if you put something out there and nobody takes you up on it, not reflection on anything, absolutely means zero in terms of you, how good you are, how valuable you are to the world, what your self-worth is. Doesn't mean anything. What it means is that Instagram didn't show your post to many people, or your wording needed tweaking a bit, or the offer just kind of wasn't right, quite right, but still you are utterly brilliant at what you do. It doesn't mean anything. So detaching from the outcome. And it's hard to do, believe you me. Oh, flipping heck. Over the years, I've launched more things than you've had hot dinners, probably. And, you know, quite a lot of them have failed. I've done launches where nobody signed up for stuff. I've done launches where lots of people have signed up, but I've decided it wasn't right for me and I've had to cancel it and refund people. And I've had plenty of launches that have been somewhere in the middle of those two things that have been, you know, perfectly good. But it's no reflection on me and my skills and experience and how I can help people, okay? Doesn't change anything about me. And the reason to think about that is not to always look for external validation on everything. And it's tough, you know, it is tough that when I've got 10 new clients, then I'll know that I'm amazing. It's like, no, you are amazing now. And wouldn't it be even more amazing to have 10 clients? But you're still amazing. It doesn't change anything. So detaching from this outcome and the need for external validation is possibly the hardest of all of these things to build your confidence in business and to be confident in business and to be assertive. But it is the one that matters. And it will also mean that you have a hell of a lot more fun with things. I'm not saying it means that you'll just chuck any old rubbish out there. No, because you've got a plan and you know what it is that you're going to be doing. But it doesn't matter, okay? It's not a reflection on you at all. And there are people out there like me, hello, who can help you with stuff like this, yeah? If it's not going how you want it to, there are people like me who can support you. And you know that you can contact me on Instagram at Libby Langley, or you can always book in a coffee chat with me, 30 minutes to talk about your business and to see how we can work together for the future. Okay, you can always do that. The link will be in the show notes. You can always do that. Confidence is all about your belief in yourself. That's what it's about. And these tips today will help you appear more confident. Okay. So if you embody the person that you want, you act like her, you talk like her, you think like her, you think like a business owner. If you're more assertive by knowing what your goals are, what your plan is, if you set boundaries and you say no to everything else, and then if you enjoy the ride, you decide what you're going to do, you do it and you detach from the outcome. All of these things will help you appear more confident. And the important thing is that the more you kind of appear to be confident, the more you'll start to believe that you actually are. It's not fake it till you make it. I'm not saying that because that implies a certain disingenuousness. And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is follow these tips here today and that will help you start to believe it. And that's what matters. And first of all, you start to believe it and then you do believe it and you can ride through the shitty times because you know that it's just a blip. It's just a blip in the long journey. And, you know, the you that you're going to be won't take that. They'll just crack on because they're assertive and confident that tomorrow is going to be a better day. And they've got really strict boundaries in place. They're adopting the habits of the confident you today will help you become the confident you forever. And I love that. It's just such a wonderful thing. And it makes me feel really proud of you for thinking about kind of a different approach to business. And like I say, I've been through some really tough times, but this, the steps that I've gone through today will help you because they've always helped me. Okay. And the more you embody the person that you want to be, the more you're going to become that person. Because I know you're already that person. Just need to tease her out a little bit. So today's been great. I've loved talking to you about confidence and assertiveness and how you can build your confidence in your business. So don't forget, if you do have anything that you would like me to talk about in a future podcast episode, just message me on Instagram at Libby Langley and I will happily have a chat with you about it. And if you do need support in your business, same. Instagram's a great place to start, okay? And we'll have a chat and then work out how we can work together and what we can do to get you where you want to be. Thank you ever so much for joining me today. I've thoroughly enjoyed this podcast episode today. So thank you for the suggestion And I'm going to see you next time. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there is an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. See you next week.